House Representative Val Potter said recycling in the state of Utah is going down because there is no market for recycling. But according to Emily Malik, the conservation coordinator for Logan City's environmental department, Cache County's numbers are up despite the market's fluctuations.
We have about a 75 to 80% set-out rate for our cans.
In fact, she says there hasn't been much of a difference in recycling participation since the county stopped accepting plastics 3 through 7 in 2019.
But when we've gone out to areas to look, we've kind of said, okay, how full is it? You know, a quarter, a half, three quarters. So when we're looking in cans for contamination, as part of an education campaign, that's the kind of times when we might look. And the average was about 75% full. And you range from ones that have nothing in them hardly to ones that are overflowing onto the ground.
Malik says one of the biggest misperceptions about the local recycling program is the thought that the city doesn't recycle cardboard anymore since all of the drop sites in the county were removed, except for the one at the landfill processing site.
And that's just not true. You can still put it in your blue container. If you have things that are too large, we have the overflow bins at the transfer station. We are still recycling those. Recycling still is a viable option in Cache County.
Malik said when the cardboard dumpsters were available, the city was paying $5 a ton for someone to pick up the cardboard. Now, Mountain Fiber Insulation Inc. is paying $8 a ton for recycling materials from the city. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.